The team's holding a workout at Salem Memorial Ballpark as spring training wraps up. As of now, the stadium can host around 2,000 fans per game. General Manager Alan Lawrence admits separating fans by 6 feet isn't easy.
When you do that, you have to burn a lot of seats. And for us, that's we have to burn about 4,000 seats that we just can't use here in the ballpark. So all those are zip-tied right now, and we're hoping to be able to remove. I can't wait till the day we can cut those zip ties off. I'm confident from the feeling that I'm getting from our fans that the 2,000 fans that we have in here are going to sound like 10,000 fans because they're just excited to be back as we are.
The stadium now also offers a cell phone app that lets fans order concessions from their seat and pick it up when it's ready, avoiding long lines for food. The pandemic has also forced Salem and other Carolina League teams to play fewer opponents this season, facing primarily three teams over the 120-game season. The Red Sox host the Lynchburg Hillcats Tuesday night. Hillcats spokeswoman Maura Sheridan says both health and cost were contributing factors.
Obviously, without having full capacity, it does mean that you're kind of losing some money or maybe not making as much as you're used to. So it does kind of help to not have as many travel expenses. And it just makes a lot of sense to not be bouncing around from place to place.
Both teams are hopeful they can open to full capacity when Governor Ralph Northam expects to loosen health restrictions on June 15th. I'm Jeff Bossert.